This episode of Nightmare Radio Show is brought to you by...
Hello, dreamers. I am Ramona Bryson, an agile strategic business coach at 10 to the 6th. Are you ready to transform your dreams from imagination to actualization? I want to help you make it happen. All it takes is 7 days to create your dream roadmap. Join me in this free program where I teach you proven systems that highly successful people use to plan their journeys to greatness. In just 7 days, we will unlock your core why, lay out your vision, create your SMART goals, and prioritize your plan with a basic formula that will give you the exact guidance on which goal to focus on and start your journey. So what are you waiting for? Let's make it happen today. Sign up for the challenge at 10to6.com.
Altura's Pressure Washing is a Black-owned company based in the Metro Atlanta area, serving our community since 2017. They love taking care of their people. If you have a residential or commercial property and you need pressure washing done, don't worry, they've got you covered. They cover houses, concrete sidewalks, driveways, fences, decks, patio decks, storefronts, gas stations, and you name it. You can check them out online at altaruspressurewashing.com.
I have a dream.
Had a few nightmares, they just...
Dreams are full, nightmares come true.
Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there. Come in the middle of the night, like it's a nightmare. You open your eyes, not dreaming, nigga, we right there.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. You're locked in with Nightmare Radio.
What's up, y'all? Welcome, welcome.
Hey, everybody.
How y'all doing? Welcome to Nightmare Radio. If this is your first time listening or watching, we thank you for pulling up today. If you're watching on YouTube, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to our channel. You could have been at any other podcast, but...
You chose this one, and we are happy that you did that.
Yes, you know, we have to reference church, everything we do, because God is at center. Shout out to everybody that went to Stillman and that march in the band, because you got to keep God at center.
God is at center.
Keep God at center. But, we're just going to name this episode Technical Difficulties. Period. So there's a whole lot going on today. All right, well, we just about to hop straight into it.
It's the Culture List on Nightmare Radio.
First up, we have Miss Pinky Cole and Derek Hayes. Shout out to Slutty Vegan ATL and Big Dave's Cheesesteaks. The couple have probated, if everybody did not know, they are an item. They are a power couple. They graced the cover of Essence magazine. And baby, it's a whole lot of money in that mall. I'm trying to tell you, the dynamic duo, they turned a $1 million partnership into the ultimate display of Black love. The article narrated their love story and their respective journeys in entrepreneurship. And I just love to see it.
And I would also like to just extend a public invitation. Pinky, you've always been welcome here. But come on, Derek, you know, we got a little West Philly love over here too. So whenever y'all are ready, Nightmare Radio Show is graciously awaiting for you to come and bless us with your story.
Yes, yes. Shout out to everything that you guys are doing as a couple. They gave out their life insurance last year. They fed some people. They helping out with voter registration. It's an amazing thing to see and to witness.
Super here for it.
Be sure to go to sluttyvegan.shop and use our promo code SLUTTYNIGHTMARE for all of your Slutty Vegan merch. Also, shameless plug, Slutty Vegan is recruiting brand ambassadors. Oh, yeah. If you would like to be a brand ambassador, go to SluttyVeganATL on Instagram and figure out how to do that.
Click a link in bio, something.
No, just go to the page and find out. You'll see.
Okay. Well, up next on the list, this is really exciting. Jay-Z, Meek Mill, Killer Mike, Big Sean, Yo Gotti, Kelly Rowland, and Robin Thicke have formed an alliance to pressure New York lawmakers to sign the Rap Music of on Trial Bill. If passed, this bill is going to stop prosecutors from being able to use rap lyrics against artists while in court. Specifically, the bill aims to limit the admissibility of an artist's lyrics as evidence. So instead, the prosecutors will have to find clear and convincing evidence that lyrics are literal rather than figurative or fictional. This is outstanding.
Do you think so?
I think that this is creating boundaries and protections for artists, because there is, like, you know, in our culture, we just have a way of providing the same literary devices that's used in the great works of literature, you know, like storytelling, you know, like onomatopoeia, using sound effects like bang, bang, shoot, shoot, whatever, to exaggerate, to embellish your story. This is in any formal version of literature, whether that's American literature, British literature, African literature, whatever, put whatever, you know, thing in front of that. But when it comes to culture that is heavily influenced by Black, then you get a whole lot of outside people that try to manipulate our words, our talent, our product. And I mean, in some cases, yes, for rappers that are just stupid enough to put.
Because I was going to say, you know, Bobby Shmurda and them, they went down in 2014 for their rap song. You know, it's you ain't
caught
making hot.
Yeah,
they done told about all the bodies, where they was at, where they was buried.
And why would you do that? That's
just
stupid.
That just takes me back to that TikTok. They're like, Jammin got shot. Yeah, Tate got shot.
Okay.
Well, where's Corby? You know,
right.
y'all just need to shut up about the shit that y'all be doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I'm here for Jay-Z and Meek Mill for trying to save this. But I don't know how this is going to go. So, but when you have big, powerful people behind these types of things, we will see what happens. It's definitely a win, but it's.
We'll keep it locked right here, and we'll keep updating, because again, this is something that is only passed or only being pushed to be passed in the state of New York. So
yes, only New York.
Doesn't mean that if your lyrics and you got caught up in court in Atlanta, then you still not gonna go down to Fulton County.
Exactly, you're going right to Rice Street. Moving on to the next win, Megan Thee Stallion. Megan, I'm always book stallion. Megan the hot girl stallion. Megan the college grad stallion. Is doing the motherfucking thing, because she has secured
yet another
a Super Bowl ad with Frito-Lay Flamin' Hot Cheetos. The hot college girl grad, I read it all wrong. The hot girl college grad Meg will star in Flamin' Hot Cheetos' first Super Bowl ad, because Flamin' Hot Cheetos don't really even need a commercial. For them to give it to Meg, that's big. Okay, the new commercial spot also announces the introduction of Flamin' Hot Cool Ranch Doritos. My Flamin' Hot loving self has not tasted them yet. The commercial is rumored to feature a whole bevy of exotic animals like crocodiles, bears, foxes, water buffaloes, and sloths. And I find this ironic that they're advertising for hot Cheetos when we're dead in the middle of a hot Cheeto shortage.
Allegedly.
Allegedly by who? The plug got hot Cheetos out here today.
Well, I went to the website and I tried to do the research. You know, it's easy to say that the recent supply chain shortage could be the culprit as to why the hot Cheetos aren't on the shelf. But apparently, according to Frito-Lay, there's no shortage, and that the supply chain is not necessarily affecting them in the production.
So when why we don't have no hot Cheetos in the hood?
Well,
come to the east side and let me know, where are the hot Cheetos at? Not a hot Cheeto puff, not a regular hot fry. You might could catch some jalapeno Cheetos.
I just really, two things on it, and I know we gotta, you know, one thing is, it's ironic that these types of supply chain shortages I felt most
in our neighborhood.
Right. And if you follow me on Instagram, I'm always talking about that. I'm always going in. I think it's disgusting, and I'm not here to settle for it. But also, another thing for my Black people, I really want y'all to let this chokehold on the Flamin' Hot shit go. If you're out of high school, y'all should not be eating that shit no more. You know it's gonna make you burn.
First of all,
baby. You gotta let it go.
First of all, speaking for all Flamin' Hot millennial lovers who used to go to the store and buy that $2.29 bag and take it to school.
Used to.
Let me tell you something, and I hate to do this. Corey with a K that was on the show. We had our reunion, we made sure to get hot Cheetos for the picnic. Tell me why this man steals the big bag of hot Cheetos, the Sam's bag at that, and took it to work and was eating them.
Y'all gotta let them hot
we
Cheetos go, y'all.
Are not letting it go. It's the hood loves hot Cheetos. It's not happening. But these
asshole be burning.
The asshole do not be burning, but the bottom of your stomach definitely does. And sometimes it's, you have to take it in moderation, as everything.
I'll check in with y'all when y'all turn 46.
You eat them, and we still.
And that intestinal lining is just deteriorating away.
And we just still. But to the food, the supply chain shortages, though, it's like really crazy and scary. We're living in some real end of the world times right now. We're living out a lot of revelations. Mm-hmm. And I'm just trying to be in the number, Jesus. Will you coming back? I'm trying to go the first time.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not trying to be stuck with y'all.
Not even.
At odds. That moves us into the next point. How ironically, Lord, that was good, right? That was such a great segue.
I'm disappointed in this one, and I'm going to let you take it, but I'm a little disappointed in our good pastor, because last week we just said we was going to make a trip to Tulsa.
We still going to Tulsa.
I'm going to see.
Grace and mercy.
Hello.
Is what the Lord, not the Lord, what the world needs. The world needs a little bit of grace and mercy, and right now they're trying to condemn Pastor Todd. So during a sermon last Sunday, Pastor Mike Todd discussed Mark 8:22-25, a Bible passage in which Jesus restores a blind man's vision in the village of Bethsaida. Did I say that right?
Go for it.
Rubbing spit into his eyes. Mike Todd spat into his hand twice, swished it around a little bit, and put it in the brother's face, and the congregation gave a disgusted response. And Todd said, how you just reacted is how the people in your life react when God is doing what it takes for the miracle. And you know what? You catch the mess, but you miss the message.
Ooh, let me write it down.
But you missed the message. And Mike Todd is a victim of society watching a clip and not reading and not looking at the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you this sermon alone has
deliverance written all over it, breakthrough written all over it.
But the views alone is probably the highest viewed sermon on their YouTube channel, because they looking for the mess and miss the message.
I'm gonna tap in to get the message tomorrow. Usually I fall late because I feel like I'm a member of the Transformation Nation. Okay,
hello.
Let's send the video to Todd.
We tagging you, Pastor Todd. However, he came out and apologized, but you know daggone well Jesus mixed that spit in some dirt. He did not spit in his
in the day of COVID, in this big old day of COVID.
You know better, Pastor. You know better. And he knows better. We're going to let you slide, because it's not a lot of shepherds out here that's leading us to the land of
milk and honey.
Hello. Okay. We was counting on you now.
You're not canceled in my heart.
You're
Pastor
not canceled
Todd.
In our heart at
but
all.
But you know
Pastor
that's a strike
Todd.
Now. You can't be doing that again. You're lucky that was your brother, because let me tell you something.
You get two more. But we still following you, and we appreciate everything that you're doing to expand God's kingdom.
Yeah.
Keep going, brother. We love it.
Yes, absolutely. In sad news, our condolences, our love, and our prayers go out to actress Regina King and her family. Just broke news that her son, 26 years old, 2 days shy of his 26th birthday, committed suicide and took his own life. So our prayers and condolences, of course, with her.
I'm not sure what's going on right now with society or if people are feeling alone. I know the holidays just wrapped, but last week, the CEO of MARTA
took his life by stepping in front of
a MARTA train at the East Lake train station. Now, why he had to go to East Lake?
He probably lived over there in East Lake.
It is nice over there.
Exactly. We're talking about nice Avondale now. Estates. We're talking about, you know, all these communities, Kirkwood, Scottsdale communities in DeKalb County on the east side that are just beautiful and hella money. $500,000 to just get in the dough. Yeah, I didn't look.
It is. I'm going to save my martyr girl joke. However, it is sad that Regina King has to go through this, because this is her one and only son.
Mm-hmm. God bless her.
And our condolences go out to Miss Regina King. Okay, and that concludes the culture list. Queen,
yes.
High five. Boo.
We did it. Keep it locked right here.
Don't go anywhere. It's time for the Tsunami Mix. Shout out to all the artists that submitted their music. It's still not too late to submit. We will be going through it and choosing who should be featured in that mix. So don't sleep. Go to our Instagram page at Nightmare Radio Show. Click the link in our bio. Hit artist submission. Ah! and you submit your music, and you will be notified if you were chosen for the show. But shout out to everybody that's in the mix this week. Keep it locked. Don't sleep. It's Nightmare Radio.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
I wish I didn't feel this way. I wish that I could tell you it's gonna be okay. I wish we ain't go through the bullshit, but it turned me into the man I am today. I wish it was nothing but love, but unfortunately the niggas they love to hate. I wish it was nothing but us, but unfortunately you let them get in the way. I wish we could hit the reset button. I wish we could hit the reset button. I wish we could just have a button and all of our problems would go. Without making mistakes, how the hell we gon' grow? I wish we could hit the reset button. 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 But it turned me into the man I am today. I wish it was nothing but love, but unfortunately the niggas they love to hate. I wish it was nothing but us, but unfortunately you let them get in the way. I wish we could hit the reset button. I wish we could hit the reset button. I wish we could just have a button and all of our problems would go. Without making mistakes, how the hell we gon' grow? I wish we could hit the reset button. I wish we could hit the reset button. I wish we could hit the reset button. I wish we could hit the reset button.
At LL Gaze D.
Take your time. And I don't wanna waste my time, cause all we got is time. You've been on my mind, I think it's about that time. I just wanna make it, make it, make it, make it, make you mine. Break it back, baby, with wine. I love you when you're so wine. Blow some for the good times, roll some for the bad times. And you make me feel alright. So baby, come and spend the night. Cause baby, you know that I got it for you. Keep it 100, say solo with you. Count up the money, divide it with you. Now I don't wanna waste my time, cause all we got is time.
Through my soul, that's all I keep the shit together, it's hard, that's all I feel like I'm just sober in the cold, that's all I I've been out here on this long road, that's all I but please, tell me so willing, I've been trying, it's hard to get you together. Hard, yeah. My soul drowning in these demons. I be spazzing every season. Tell my mama that I love her every day, cause she the reason. Pressure bust pipes, but it made mine stronger. I was in the field, streets hotter than a sauna. And real, recognize real, you can sense fate. And them hot boy consequences gotta face fate. When niggas point fingers, need to get them cut off. You wanna sell drugs, say fuck a job, dawg. See, I been on this mission, trying to dodge state prison. And niggas push buttons, all I wanna do is kill them. Trump out of office, time to get shit moving. I hate on other people, cause the devil made me do it. Crush the influence, soul trapped in the maze. Even if you stay home, then you still ain't safe. Motherfucker, raised 5 floss in the cutlass. Been trying to make it out, too many claws in the bucket. Tears, blood, and sweat make a man say fuck it. Chains on your neck used to keep us locked down. Ego went away, pride became a lifestyle. And all the fake tension, men sneaky like bitches. So my veins dry, gotta stay away from leeches. And I was in the field, front line in the trenches. They killed little homie at the bricks last week. My head on the swivel, watch the company you keep.
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. You're locked in with Nightmare Radio.
Lemonade.
Christian Rose. Putting
positive thoughts in my mind. Yeah. Oh. Man. All this shade when I just wanna shine. Mm-hmm. Reflecting thoughts so I don't fall behind. Yeah.
Positive thoughts in my mind. positive, yeah. Imagine building something that they ain't never seen or done. Imagine preparing for rainy days, but it don't ever come. Imagine going through the storm and now you wanna see some. I don't wanna move too fast, but baby, let's just get it done. Moving so efficiently, money coming instantly. Your photogenic mention me, yeah. Professionally into me, oh yeah, I'm into you. Show you what we finna do. For the legacy, oh. Imagine building something that you never seen constructed. Nah, we gotta leave instructions. Putting positive thoughts in my mind. Yeah. Oh, that is the all this shade when I just wanna shine. Mm-hmm. Reflecting thoughts so I don't fall behind. Reflecting my thoughts.
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. You're locked in with Nightmare Radio. Politicking with the political update.
What up, y'all? Thank you for keeping it locked. We are back. Y'all know the music, so y'all know what is up next.
The political update. You know what it is when you hear that music in the back. All right, y'all. This is some big news. However, it applies to you, okay?
It may apply to you.
It may. So do your research outside of us. We do the groundwork. You take it and you do what you need with this information, okay?
Right.
We just the bone carrier here. Navient student loans, okay? Navient has reached a settlement with 39 states in which it will cancel $1.7 billion in private student loan debt. The settlement is the end of six separate lawsuits filed against the company that accused Navient of giving out loans to millions of borrowers who were unlikely to be able to repay them, as well as improperly recommending federal loan forbearance instead of relief options. So the company is also responsible for repaying $95 million in restitution for select student loan borrowers. So this is how you know if you qualify for the settlement. Number one, you must have attended a for-profit school such as DeVry University, the Art Institutes, ITT Tech Institutes, and others. Now, everybody that was like, oh, you go to DeVry, ITT Tech, we should have took our ass because then it would have been careful. Yeah,
number one, I bet ICDC College is on this.
I bet ICDC College. I keep kissing the mic. Over. Okay. Loans must have been dispersed between 2002 and 2014. And if that don't hit home.
Mm-hmm. Because right there is the cutoff, baby. Right there is the cutoff, honey. That's it.
Must have been delinquent 7 months prior to June 30th, 2021. For the restitution, this is how you are qualified for restitution. You must have entered a repayment on direct federal programs before January 2015. You must have at least one loan that was eligible for the income-driven repayment plan before October 2009 and January 2017, but Navient steered them into forbearance. So, for example, if you knew that your loan could have gone into a repayment plan, but they put you into forbearance instead, then you qualify for restitution.
This is almost like predatory loaning.
Yeah.
Which is what happens when people like go and get a car loan for a 2008 Chevy Malibu, and now they're loan, you know, and people whatever reasoning, but there should be no reason why anybody should be sitting across from a table and engaging another person in a contractual agreement of something that doesn't even make sense, because as soon as you walk off the you're paying a car note for a car, you're upside down on your car. So you're providing options for people to never realistically be able to pay it back.
Exactly. And you know what? It sucks, because I feel like whoever was the attorneys over this situation, they need to go back and revisit it outside of just DeVrying them, because anybody that attended an HBCU probably has had that predatory.
Well, I just got to be exclusive to HBCU attendees, because let me tell you about this PWI student loan debt. It's not to be played
with. I'm sure it is, but girl, have you ever seen a financial aid office at an HBCU campus?
I've heard horrible stories. I'm not shading the HBCU. I'm gonna let
I know. We see each other.
Right.
I've heard. But let me tell you about the HBCU. I don't even have time, listeners. You know what it's like to go to that financial aid office and not be cleared until after Labor Day.
I'm glad I ain't never had.
You know what it's like.
Not
okay?
At the Bursar's office on Sweetheart Circle at the great Georgia Southern University.
Baby.
Anyway, up next on the political update, we've got an update for you on the decision in the Senate regarding voter rights legislation. Unsurprisingly, the Senate was unable to deliver on the freedom to vote or the John Lewis Voting Rights Act this past week. This week, the Senate failed in a 48-52 draw to change the filibuster rules, which would have required, to get what we need to be passed. So, eyes are on next week. We've got another deadline pushed to Wednesday. At this point, if it has not been clear before, pay very close attention as to who is so adamant on blocking these small things.
Mr. Mitch.
Also want to make mention, apparently Americans and blacks
are different.
We knew that. I really beg to differ, but the comments that were made this week just really, again, gives a very candescently clear picture about how we are valued and how important it is to silence our voices and our abilities to be stakeholders of our own future.
All of this because we had our first black president. Can you believe it?
Can
you believe it? I feel like racism was slick put to bed.
Never. Definitely
it wasn't.
Not.
It wasn't.
Hell no.
But not think even about put to it. Bed. Think about it though. Before you experience what you experienced in college, okay? Because that was directly after he won, if you want to keep it a buck. Think about our experience growing up.
We grew up in the most predominant community for African Americans in the nation. We were completely sheltered. Everything that was happening in college and that is happening right now has been happening. From 2008 until right now, there's been a complete surge in like the presence of social media, thus providing that physical video evidence. The same stuff happened right before Rodney King happened because people weren't, I mean, even in the civil rights movement, the inclusion of television, although the images were only in black and white, before it was just radio. Yeah. And newspapers, and those things took time. So seeing the images, then bringing the images to color, now serving the images so easily for you to see, shit been going on.
I believe that, but I also feel like, to your point, the shelteredness, like
that's big.
That plays a huge part in it, but I still feel like racism wasn't as prevalent while we were growing up because of the things that you mentioned. But still, we didn't experience what we are experiencing, what we read about, what we were taught about.
Yeah.
Now, it's a crying shame now that my child is learning about these things in school now that I'm a big grown up and it's going on today.
Yes.
That's the most scary thing about it. And I have to talk to my kids because they are boys and now they're learning about Martin Luther King. They're learning about racism. They're learning about all these things. And it's crazy because these things are still happening today.
Right. I think it's really important. And I know we have to tie it. But while we're teaching, first off, keep your eyes on what's happening in legislation because the critical race theory conversation is up for topic for Georgia as well. But while we're making sure that we arm our children and our students, especially our young black children, with like the facts of the history of all of the horrible things that's been done, like we have to be very mindful so that they won't have this mindset that says we've always been oppressed, because that's not necessarily the case. There's duality in it. So
right.
While we talk about, you know, the instances in which this society has tried to limit us, let it be overfilled with all of the instances in which we, our people, our ancestors have been able to overcome, to triumph, to make so much change. You know, like we got to make sure that we keep the narrative. Hey, don't forget, these motherfuckers are not for you. And this is the reason why. But also don't forget, your capabilities expands beyond what they could even imagine. And they know that too.
Right. You know? I agree. I definitely agree. I couldn't have agreed more.
Yeah.
I could not have agreed more.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
we'll be right back.
We'll be right back after this next mix with these next artists who submitted their music by clicking the link in our bio and submitting their music. We are going to get into the rim segment with our very own business coach, Ramona Bryson. She will be in the building. Well, she's in the building. So we're going to get into this.
Keep it locked right here.
Don't sleep.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
Me with someone so fine, it don't make no sense. You look like paradise. You remind me of a brandy over ice. Girl, I bet you taste better than an apple pie. You the type of angel I could really make a wife. Goddamn, why she look like that? Baby, so perfect, had to stop the Cadillac. Man, I pulled over, pulled up in the cul-de-sac. Had to ask God, does he need his angel back? Cause I need that. I had to ask him, what's her name and what's her number? She told me what her math was and say her name is Summer. I cracked a little joke, she looked at me and laughed. She turned and walked away and said, I better text her ass, I'm on that. Ooh, baby, you the finest thing I ever seen. In a long time, and it's crazy. I've been asking God to bless me with someone so fine. Don't make no sense, you look like paradise. You remind me of a brandy over ice. Girl, I bet you taste better than an apple pie. You the type of angel I could really make a wife. Woo!
Vibrations taking me. It's a vibe that I can't miss with you. Surfing, catching waves, all my memories with you. In all of your glory, all of the long stories.
Shane with me. You know we B&B shawty. Y'all pull up. Y'all know what it is.
B&B shawty. Flexed up, I'm not sorry. Poppin' purse, they 30s, y'all. Pull off in a Rari. B&B shawty. Flexed up, I'm not sorry. Poppin' purse, they 30s, y'all. Pull off in a Rari.
Pull up in the Audi, yeah. I don't pop the perks, but I got them for the shawties, yeah. If you need the Zaza, you can pull up at the party, yeah. Me and Young Shani call us B&B shawty. Got the shawties getting naughty, yeah. All my diamonds shining, yeah. Very flawless Vivi, yeah. She on her knees, you know the rest. All these other bitches press. She don't need no key, I send a pin code. She do what I say cause of the bankroll.
B&B shawty. Flexed up, I'm not sorry. Poppin' purse, they 30s, y'all. Pull off in a Rari. B&B shawty. Flexed up, I'm not sorry. Poppin' purse, they 30s, y'all. Pull off in a Rari. I hop in the Benz, let's go, yeah. I'm fucking her friend, let's go. These drugs in my body, I can't let them go.
How many hoes I fucked, I don't know, no, no. She won't love me, but she not my speed.
But I ain't trying, you can't see me. I got these hoes in the Airbnb.
Well, I got your wife, and she sold me the shh. Flex so hard, these hoes on me.
B&B.
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. You're locked in with Nightmare Radio.
Pop my shit, pop my shit, and pop my shit, pop my shit, pop my shit, pop my shit, and pop my shit, pop my shit, pop my shit, pop my shit, and pop my shit, and pop my shit. I'ma pop my shit, grant a little bitch rich. Got these hoes hooked, just like a fish. Work cold,
can't retire. Selling everything despite drought. I'm the nigga get your mama high. I'm where your sister get her supply. I'm the one that slimed your daddy out when it crossed your brother eyes. Tricking auntie with no disguise. Ain't selling on shit cause he a spy. I'm the most wanted like Billy the Kid. Fuck a bitch, can't get in this whip. I just might take off right here in the Vip. Yeah, turbo in the ship. 392 with the no dose. I had to drop out my old hoe. Fell in love with these four foes and all my killers on go mode. I'ma pop my shit, grant a little bitch wish. Got these hoes hooked just like a fish. Work goes, so I'm going instant. I'm sipping no walk in the trench. Play with the nose hairs of the fish. Had the bowl, ain't nothing missing. She on the pole with them inches. I work a bitch with some interest.
22, increase your income and perfect your craft by signing up for a Braid Boss 101. You can learn special industry techniques on stitch braiding and knotless braids from a master stylist herself, Tashiana Pointer. To register for the class, drop $150 for a deposit fee and text 678-713-6329. You can follow Tashi on Instagram at styles_by Tashi. She's located in Stone Mountain. Go ahead, girl. Super excited to usher in a very special guest today for the Rim segment. We're going to relive explicit moments with the one and only Ramona Bryson, the owner, the creator of 10 to the 6th. And we're about to get into all of these explicit moments of her own on the journey. Welcome.
Welcome, Ramona.
Hey, Aisha. Hey, Brittany. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you for having us as, what would you call us? Are we business clients? Do you call us clients? Do you call us mentees? What do you recognize your clients as?
Well, you know, you are my clients, you're my customers, but you know, we have a little more intimate relationship.
Yeah.
So definitely some mentorship going on there as well.
For sure.
So, yeah.
We are happy to be here.
And we're happy to have you.
Right. And to be watered by you and guided. So before we get into the questions, I know that last week, you know, during the last room segment, each mentioned the business coach, and I don't think we fully have alluded to our 90-day progress that we're going through, but she's guiding us through it, and she's going to share a little bit about
who she is and what she does, and yeah. So, Miss Ramona.
Yes, Aisha.
I'm going to be calling you Aunt Molly, girl.
Go ahead.
You know, I was about to say, she's trying to resist
calling me. Hard.
Okay, everybody.
Let's break it down
for them. Let's break it down. Welcome to the stage, Auntie Molly, my aunt.
Yes.
My favoriteest aunt in the whole world. My dad's sister, one of many.
It's so funny watching.
Hello to all
Ramona.
Of the other.
Ramona.
The other.
That's how she says it.
My aunt actually changed her name. She could get into all that. But, you know, her name is Ramona to you. How about that? Okay. Now that we've gotten that awkward out the way, Auntie Molly, tell us about your company, 10 to the 6th. And the reason behind the name.
All right. So let's start with the reason behind the name.
Okay.
10 to the 6th. If you're I'm a math major. One of my degrees is in mathematics.
One of them. Hello.
Yes. And 10 to the 6th power equals a million. And my nightmare or my dream is to impact a million people and have a million people realize their dreams. Mm. So that's the reason behind the name.
Awesome. Right? Awesome.
And so what I do is I'm a agile business strategy coach, and I help people to create strategic plans and execute on them to fulfill their dreams and their goals.
Awesome.
Is that where the word agile comes from? Because we hear business strategy coach, but it's like a little extra sauce on it when you add agile to it.
Yeah. So agile is all about being nimble, moving quickly, and getting, you know, to deliver on what matters most.
Okay.
Right? So agile is used a lot in corporate America as a project management methodology. And that methodology is all about identifying for corporations what projects, programs, features, if you have an app you're developing, what feature do you need to put in that app next that will deliver the most value? So that's the thing you want to think about. Agile is always about being nimble, getting to the most valuable thing first so that you can realize your potential, right? And if you think about when you guys did the 7-day challenge and I had you guys go through and do the prioritization, it brought you through that thing that would deliver the most value.
Yeah. We're going to touch back into the 7-day challenge towards the end of this conversation, for sure.
Yes. So with that, all of that being said, what would you say qualifies you to be a dream coach or a coach, period?
Yeah, well.
Before you answer that, because okay. this was supposed to lead you into it.
All right.
When did you receive clarity on the dream coach thing? Like, when did it click to say, this is what I'm called to do?
Yeah. So a few things. First, go all the way back to when I was in the 11th grade in my psychology class, and we studied Maslow hierarchy of needs. Mm-hmm. You guys might be familiar with that. It's the, you know, 8 areas that all human beings need to reach their highest, truest potential.
Right.
And in that class, we talked about the top of that pyramid being self-actualization. And in that moment, when I was in that class, I decided I want to be self-actualized individual. Mm. So I want to reach my highest, truest potential. So I've always been on that journey. Later on, I studied more, you know, as I'm interested in human development, studied a little more about Viktor Frankl, who's another psychologist that talked about self-transcendence. And that's all about when you reach your highest, truest potential, you help others to reach their highest, truest potential as well.
Yeah.
So that's always been like my dream. Like, and you don't have to be someone that has, a lot of times we don't go after what we want because we think we have to have arrived first to then help people along. For me is like, I'm on my journey and I'm taking people on the journey with me. And let's do this together. So that's where it started for me, was in 11th grade. Throughout my career, I've been an instructor. You know, I taught on the collegiate level for a year, and then I've helped people to study for their project management certification. I've delivered productivity and training, and that's something that I've always loved. And then that led me into coaching. And one thing I love about coaching is, like I said, when I'm working with clients and I see them achieve their dreams or achieve whatever it is they're trying to achieve, it gives me inspiration, you know? And so that's kind of where it started for me, is from me wanting to get to my highest true potential, and then having coached and experienced coaching, I know that's always been my passion, you know, to bring that out of other people as well.
I love that.
So what is the hardest part about your journey to achieving your dreams? What has been the hardest part?
Ooh, what's the hardest part?
It's hard to choose.
Well, I think I have a big dream, right? 1 million people. And one of the hardest things is getting people that actually want to do the work. Mm. I think that people feel like it should just fall in your lap. And people have dreams, but they don't necessarily go after them because they seem so big, right? So one of the hardest things for me is really finding the people. I want to curate a community of people that want to take on the discipline, that want to take on the practice, that really want to do the work, right, to go after the dreams that they want to accomplish. So that's you know, one of the most difficult things for me. And then right now, I am full-time in corporate America and working on this at the same time. So at times that could be challenging. But what it is for me, again, is working with select people because I have, you know, a certain amount of available time to do that.
Right.
So I'm really particular, strategic about who I choose, who I bring on. So if you know, serious inquiries only, right? So if you're interested, come serious, come prepared, be ready, you know. And that's what the 7-day challenge helps me to weed out those people. Because if you can't do it for 7 days,
right,
you can't journey with me for 90 days for, you know.
Right, this is true.
Yeah.
Would you say that this coaching that you're getting into, is this your exit strategy from corporate America? Is that TMI for you? I know you.
No, it's all good. It's a transition strategy for me.
Okay.
A lot of people work in corporate and then they retire, they do nothing, or then they try to figure out what's next for them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
For me, I see a parallel journey for myself. And actually, I don't believe in retirement. I feel like I'm going to work until I'm all used up.
Right.
Right.
I
I study with people from other countries, and as in Australia, there's not like a retirement, right? There's, you know, whatever's next. And I don't want to live my life until I'm 65 and then like, oh, what do I want to do now?
Yeah,
no,
right.
I want to be able to enjoy what I am enjoying now and enjoy my life throughout.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm not, it's okay to talk about my corporate journey, because what I'm doing is leveraging my corporate journey and bringing everything I'm learning in corporate to what I'm doing in my business.
Right.
I've had a corporate career for 29 years now, and I've delivered on multi-million dollar product projects for corporations using the same techniques of program and project management that I now am sharing with small business owners.
So in other words, baby, it's proven, and there are receipts to be had about it.
Yes, yes. I mean, this is the methodology that major corporations use.
Yeah.
You know, and all I'm doing is bringing that to my life and bringing it to the life of others.
Yes.
So
that's why we are, again, just like so blessed to be on this 90-day path and journey with you, you know, because we know that the information that you're pouring into us is valuable. But I just got to know, like, along this journey, because, you know, I see that you are heavily committed to your corporate ascension as well, while, like, building and creating, marking out this lane for yourself, has there ever been any point where, you know, someone or something, rather, required, you know, your attention or suggested that you choose one, like, where you can't do both at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, I've had people that say, you can't be an entrepreneur and still be in corporate. You either have to be one or the other. So I've heard that before. And all I say to that is to each their own. Mm. There's no right way, wrong way to do entrepreneurship, to do corporate, or be who you are or go after what you want to go after.
Yeah.
Right? And so I think we get caught up in that people say, oh, you know, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, be an entrepreneur. If you're going to be in corporate, be in corporate.
People love to put people in boxes.
You have to be on one side of the fence or the other. And I'm definitely not one to be put in a box, Brittany. Yeah. I like that you said that. I don't like for people to try to put me in a box. But, you know, I'm doing it my way.
Yeah.
And I've been there. I've been, I quit my job before.
Tell us about that. Tell us about that business you had, that experience that you had with that. You know, you quit your job. Was it Singular, AT&T? Which one was that?
It was both. So Singular became AT&T Wireless. Yeah. So I, let's see. Wow. This has been a minute now. You're taking me back.
Because if you said Singular, we're talking about 2004 and below.
Hello.
About that time. So yeah, I was, working at Singular, and I started a wallpaper company for African American children. It was called Ethnic Inspirations by Marche. And so what it was is I went to the store to decorate my kids' rooms, and I found nothing for children of color.
Of course not.
And being who I am, I'm like, hell, I'm gonna just make something, you know? So this started out as something I wanted my kids in their rooms, because kids spend a lot of time in their room, in their homes. You know, I wanted them to see images of themselves and for them to be empowered about who they are as, you know, black children. Yeah. And I don't know if you've ever heard about the doll experiment. Right. So that was something for me too. Like, I only brought black dolls into the house.
Period.
You know, but I wanted my kids to know that they were beautiful, you know, that they were loved, and that they could, you know, own their blackness. They didn't have to be, you know, afraid to be black. So that's where that started. And when I created it for my kids, somebody was like, you can make a whole company out of this, you know. And so that became, you know, Ethnic Inspirations by Marche. I used to travel to trade shows, you know.
Wow.
I was really close to getting a contract with like Home Depot or Lowe's, and then the wallpaper industry took a turn where people weren't wallpapering as much anymore. So those negotiations, you know, halted. But yeah, I quit my corporate job to go do that full time.
How long did it take for you to return?
To corporate? So I think I left in 2006. And I returned to corporate in 2012. So I had a good 6-year stint there. And so I had the wallpaper business. And at the same time, I led and did productivity and effectiveness training. So,
you know, they really say something about like the dreamers, like the average entrepreneur has had like a handful of other business initiatives, ventures, etc. Like when it's in you, it truly is in you. And every single time it gets better.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, how did you find the time to manage, to juggle parenthood, because you're a mother of three?
Yes, ma'am.
Marriage at the time, because you're living your life like it's golden. And personal life, work life, while building these businesses.
Yeah, so again, I leverage everything I learned in corporate, right? So in corporate, you got your calendar. You got your meetings that you have to attend that are definitely on your calendar. If it's important to you, you're going to put it in your calendar.
Right.
You know, just think about doctor's appointments. Mm-hmm. Those are in your calendar. You know, think about being here today at the podcast. That was definitely in your calendar. You know, so I leverage those skills to plan my life. I mean, some people would say I was like OCD on planning my life to the nth degree, like when I woke up, when I'm gonna eat breakfast, when I'm gonna work out.
That's the life of my dreams. I know that sounds so weird.
Like when the time I have at work, and like literally I could look at my calendar and see what available time I have to commit to anything, which is something that you go through in the 7-day challenge.
Right.
When you get realistic about your time, you could see that available time that you have to commit to other things.
Yeah.
So that's one step. And then, you know, I didn't do it alone. It takes a village, right? But if I had something where I needed to be supported, I could see it in my calendar, my commitments. So then I could ask for the support to be supported. So that's how I did that. You know, I'm not going to say it was easy. No, it was, you know, it was a journey.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You empty nesting now, huh?
I'm happy nesting.
Happy.
Period.
Happy
nesting.
Because they welcome to come back at any time?
I don't know about all that. Ooh. But
your mama is tripping.
Here's what I'll say about empty nesting. I looked it up. You know, Google. We have Google now.
Right.
So Google says empty nesters are sad and just brokenhearted.
Really?
Because the kids are no longer at home.
Baby, well, I'm gonna be happy nesting as soon as Kyra and Kaden get out of the house.
I'm not sad that they're not home. I love them dearly. They're welcome to come and visit, and you know they're doing their own thing, and I'm doing my own thing now. So happy nesting.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I remember you said terrific threes and not terrible twos.
Terrific twos. For sure.
Yeah.
For
sure. Oh, we're going to give you some more time because this is amazing.
This is
okay.
A good one.
Now, yeah, that's how I, Terrific Twos were all about when my kids were having what we call the temper tantrums of the typical 2-year-olds. I would simply ask them, are you being terrific right now? And they would look at me like, are you being terrific?
Okay.
You're not being terrific, and I need you to be terrific. You know,
see,
and then you know it was pretty miraculous.
That's what happened. You might need terrific, terrific fives, baby. Are you being terrific, Skylar?
Are you being fantastic as a 5-year-old?
Yeah, there you go.
Are you being a fantastic 4-year-old right now? You know, you're about to be 5 in a few months. I'm noted. Yeah. Write it down.
I didn't like the negative connotation of terrible.
Yeah,
my kids that they were being terrible.
Yeah,
didn't work for me.
We have to be careful about how we name things.
Words have power.
It's very true. Well, to bring us back here, what are the benefits? I mean, we know what the benefits have been in your life and in building and laying the foundation for your dream. But could you let our viewers really know, like, what are the benefits of having someone like you as a coach, a gatekeeper, a guide through their process?
So left to your own devices, you could just look at your own self. Mm-hmm. And see, like, okay, if I look back at last year, you started the top of the year, how many things you said you wanted to get done versus how many things you actually get done.
Right.
And you left it to yourself to support you in doing that. Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, they can, your viewers, your listeners can answer that for themselves. The difference that I make is I'm going to hold you accountable. Okay. If you say X is what's going to happen, we are on the journey together to make X happen as your accountability partner.
Right.
because left to our own devices, we're going to just repeat whatever we've done before. You can look at your historic track record and see how good you are at fulfilling on the things that you said you wanted to get done in your life. Now, if you're serious and you really want to have a shift or have something different, then you don't go it alone. I mean, just look at the greatest athletes in the world. They don't go it alone. Anyone that's majorly successful, I'm sure even Oprah has a coach.
Yeah, right? I mean, Oprah's coach is. She's kept that quiet.
Who is Oprah's coach?
Yeah.
She's Good kept
point.
That quiet.
Good point. Yeah.
You know, look at people like Tony Robbins. You know, they coach others. They have coaches. Zig Ziglar has coached other people. I mean, if you're going to be great, right, you need somebody to support you in your greatness. Mm-hmm. When you don't want to push yourself beyond, you know, I can relate to sports because I did sports growing up. But when you don't want to do that last push-up, when you don't want to run that last 100 on the track, you know, when you don't want to do that last suicide because you're missing free throws, when you don't want to sit there and, you know, shoot 10 free throws because you need to practice your free throws, right? Like, it takes that discipline, and you can't do it on your own to institute that discipline. So that's the difference that a coach makes, right? And then with me and the approach that I do it, we do it in bite-sized chunks, right? So you don't have to eat the whole world all at once, yeah. Right? We look at where do you need to focus now in the next 90 days? What's going to bring the most value? And then we break that down. Where do you need to focus in the next, you know, 60 days, the next 30 days, the next 15 days, the next 7, what's the most important thing you need to get done this week? And then today, what's the next right action you need to take that's going to bring the value in 7 days?
Yeah.
Right? And that's the way we work it backwards. We look at your vision from a 90-day perspective, and we plan it backwards, and then we work that plan forward to meet that 90-day goal.
Yes, I'm here for it. And we are definitely...
we are in the midst of that 90 days. So if you have witnessed any growth from Nightmare Radio, you can go ahead and thank...
Go ahead and say it.
Auntie Molly.
Auntie Molly. Auntie Molly has been the auntie that fell from heaven.
That's right.
But you know, we could not have been... me and Brittany have definitely gotten far, but I can definitely say that this year for sure puts a different focus on it. It puts a different perspective on everything. You're really honing in on, okay, we started out in the trenches with this podcast. Mm-hmm. We reflected on that the other day. And you know what?
We didn't even acknowledge it.
Daggone it. This is our 2-year anniversary this week. Shout out to us. This is our second year of us having Nightmare Radio.
Blessed to be here, man.
Congrats.
We'll go detail about that at a later time. We need a special video for that.
We definitely a mukbang or something. You know, but it just puts everything into perspective now with the coach and really writing down where we see ourselves in the next 90 days or where we, you know, just putting your business into perspective, because there's a lot of people who have businesses that you're not really operating as a business, as a real business. You're not really even doing it right. You're just on Instagram taking cash apps, or, you know, you really have to really make the best out of your LLC, I think, for sure. And it's time for us to do that. So if you get hit with a fee, it just is what it is. We got to pay Uncle Sam.
And you better pay that invoice. If that message applies to you.
Hello.
You better pay it.
Pay it. And pay it fast. But Auntie Marley, thank you so much for coming to the show. We really appreciate you. We love you.
Love.
We thank you for everything that you have poured into us thus far. And for anyone who would like to be poured into from you, who would like to take the 7-day challenge, let them know how they can find it.
Yes, you can go to www.10to6. That's TENTOTHESIXTH.com. I'm sorry, I'm just looking at Aisha. So that's 10to6.com, www.10to6.com. You're making me laugh looking at this thing.
We're going to put it underneath.
This is a 7-day challenge. It's free.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. It's free. Take the time. You know, what your goals are important to you. So take the time. Carve out an hour a day to work on this challenge for 7 days. figure out what's your top priority, figure out what's your vision, your why you're doing what you're doing, why are you going after what you're going after, and then look at a roadmap for yourself. Create that 90-day roadmap. I take you through this free challenge. You look at where you want to be in 90 days and you map that back, and then you plan what's called your first sprint. So that's the first 2 weeks of working toward that 90-day goal. So yeah, that's where you can find it, www.10to6.com.
Yes.
Awesome, everyone. We're going to get into this quick message.
What up, y'all? Thank you so much for listening to this week's full episode. As usual, we like to end the episode with an inspirational food for thought, just a small nugget or a vitamin that you can apply to your everyday life this week, or maybe you can pass it on to someone who could also benefit from a good word. Today, I want to talk to you all about reclaiming your confidence. Do you have the confidence needed for what is ahead in your life? It's a question that I didn't think to ask myself until recently, specifically this week. You know, oftentimes we pray for a new level. We pray to acquire a new set of responsibilities. We pray for a new role. We pray to be elevated to a specific position or, you know, a different opportunity. But once we receive what we've been praying for, we have to pray for the ability to withstand the refinement that comes along with that new position. When I speak about refinement, that can be anything from just the pressure, the learning curve, or the criticism that is necessary to build you into the person that's required to do the new job that you've been tasked to do. And not necessarily like a job, you know, specific to like something that gives you a paycheck, but it could be literally, you know, the new level of your purpose that you're required to fulfill requires new actions and or a new skill set, and you really need refinement, pressure, molding to really be at your full potential to fulfill that purpose. But in my specific case, I'm talking about my job. For me, it's been a struggle to maintain my confidence while being the recipient of so much criticism. I pride myself on my confidence, on my ability to be able to recognize the work that I've done, the progress that I've made, the way I present, you know, the conviction that I believe in behind the things that I do. But what comes with a learning curve, of course, is, you know, the space to learn more. And the more you learn, the more your confidence grows. So when you're in a new space and there's literally nothing but opportunity for you to learn, for you to be refined, for you to be criticized and in the effort to make you better, it's a really overwhelming space to be. I'm here to remind you in two things. First, you must remain confident that the Lord will see the goodness in your life through whatever happens. And second, we must remember that we must trust He who began a good work in us will carry it to completion. The tricky part about it is we don't talk about the work. As good as the work may be, the refinement process can be almost excruciating for someone's ego, self-confidence, etc. So the prayer here today is for God to restore my confidence in Him so that essentially my self-confidence in myself will restore. I'm human, and sometimes my flesh desires the attention and the confirmation of other flesh, but I really want God to help remind me that no one else's validation matters but His, and to help remind me not to seek the gratification of others, but only from Him. I really want the Lord to help me in my resistance to fight back when I receive constructive criticism, especially when I know that it's coming with great intention. I want to be able to just better apply it so that it can help me see my blind spots and address my weaknesses and improve my efforts instead of taking it defensively and allowing it to attempt to diminish who I know that I'm called to be in God. So if this is something that's relatable to you and you need a reassurance and your confidence, and you are the recipient of a lot of criticism, remember that this is a part of the refinement. This is a part of the process that we asked for. pray to God for your strength to be able to withstand it all, to be able to apply it all, and to be able to come out shining at the end of it. Anyway, I love you all. Thank you so much. Don't sleep.